Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Speer. With President Donald Trump saying he expects to announce his pick for the Supreme Court by the end of this week, the respective sides in the debate over the timing of an appointment to fill the seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg are doubling down. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he expects to bring a nominee to the Senate floor this year.
We're already hearing incorrect claims that there is not sufficient time to examine and confirm a nominee. We can debunk this myth in about 30 seconds.
But Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says McConnell should follow the precedent he himself set in 2016 when he refused to act on President Barack Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland to the High Court.
The stakes of this election, the stakes of this vacancy, concern no less than the future of fundamental rights for the American people.
Justice Ginsburg died Friday at the age of 87. New York City is the first major city school district to start welcoming students back to the classroom today, but NPR's Anya Kamenetz reports some teachers are not all that thrilled about it.
3- and 4-year-olds wearing masks printed with Spider-Man and unicorns lined up outside public school buildings this morning for the first day of in-person instruction in New York City. After weeks of delays and disputes with the teacher union over safety and staffing, the city brought back students in 3K and pre-K, plus students with significant disabilities, for a total of some 90,000 in classes this week. Older students are set to phase in starting next week on a hybrid schedule, but even as classes got underway today, a caucus within the teacher union was preparing a protest march across 3 boroughs to keep classes remote. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News, New York.
Iran says it's open to a full hostage exchange with the U.S. It may also still retaliate for the killing of a top Iranian general. Those were a couple of the headlines from Iran's foreign minister, more from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif was fielding questions virtually from the Council on Foreign Relations, defending the execution of an Iranian wrestler and repeating that Iran is ready to exchange all prisoners with the U.S. Zarif was also asked whether Iran could still retaliate against the U.S. for killing a top Iranian general.
The books are not closed. President Trump ordered the assassination of a national hero for Iran and a hero for the region. So the books are not closed.
A Trump administration official responded, saying if Iran attacks Americans, it will, quote, pay a heavy price. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks continued their downward slide on Wall Street today. The Dow was down more than 500 points. The Nasdaq fell 14 points. The S&P 500 dropped 38 points. This is NPR. Two Republican senators have introduced measures aimed at helping the coronavirus-slammed airline industry. The measure put forth by Senator Roger Wicker and Susan Collins would authorize $28 billion in payroll assistance to avoid thousands of layoffs that are set to begin October 1st when an initial airline industry aid package that included rules about layoffs expires. The measure would utilize $11 billion in new funds and $17.4 billion in repurposed money. Maryland is allowing restaurants to expand indoor dining capacity to 75% today. And Governor Larry Hogan is encouraging Marylanders to dine out despite concerns over COVID-19. Emily Sullivan at member station WYPR has the story.
Governor Hogan made the announcement just in time for Maryland's first statewide restaurant week. He hopes the promotional dining event with special menus and discounts will draw people out of their homes and into restaurants. The Republican has cited Maryland's 7-day coronavirus positivity rate of 2.85%, but data from Johns Hopkins University, which is calculated differently, says otherwise. It shows a state positivity rate of 5.7%. That falls above the widely suggested 5% ceiling for loosening restrictions. A few Maryland localities will not be implementing the new indoor dining capacity, including Baltimore. Mayor Jack Young says the city doesn't have the numbers needed to responsibly ease the restriction. For NPR News, I'm Emily Sullivan in Baltimore.
Oil prices fell today, oil down $1.80 a barrel to $39.31 a barrel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.